if there was a terrorist attack somewhere in Europe, how do we know whether it's an Al-Qaeda attack, possibly China, in the future we may be in confrontation with China, or if it's NATO that's blown up a bomb?
In fact, we don't know. That's the scary thing. If we see a terrorist attack, we have the media telling us the next day who it was. I mean, you know, that was the same thing in London, in Madrid. We had this on 9/11. We had this in Mumbai. We have this all over the place, in Bali, etc. So you usually have the terrorist attack, which shocks the entire population, because the shock effect is, oh, it could have been me dying on that airplane or airport or train station, etc. That is the strategy of tension. People are shocked. And then the next day, when everybody's still in shock, you insert the message who it was. And scientists who then later try to find out whether that message was true or not face a lot of difficulties, because we research, in some cases, it's private terrorism. So it can be the Red Brigades. They, in fact, carried out terrorist attacks. So, you know, in some cases it's true, or it can be Al-Qaeda. In some cases they carry out terrorist attacks. But in other cases, it's state-sponsored terrorism, so that you actually have the taxes going to the government, who gives it to the secret services, who then hand it over to sinister criminals who carry out some terrorist attacks. And that makes it really complicated for historians to differentiate in each case, is it state-sponsored terrorism or is it private terrorism of a criminal group?
Yeah, it almost sounds to me, Daniel, as if there's a bit of wrestling going on here between the politicians in Western Europe and NATO to command the agenda as to where the real threats are from. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, that is going on because we are being maneuvered through stories. We always hear stories of a threat. At the time of the Cold War, and here the data is really clear, we in the West were told that all actions that were evil were actually directed by Moscow. So it's clear that every terrorist attack was somehow directed by Moscow or communists in Western Europe. And now we find out that we've had NATO, the CIA, and MI6, and other groups who were actually our structure to protect us, who were linked to terrorist attacks. Or we have data in Northern Ireland, where you also have false flags terrorism. Or we have, for instance, that's an interesting story, we have the French who were angry with Greenpeace protesting in New Zealand against the French were carrying out nuclear testing in the Pacific, and then Greenpeace went there with their boat and got in the way so they couldn't do their nuclear testing in the Pacific. So they went there and blew up the Greenpeace ship. And then the French Secret Service, that was state terrorism in the 1980s, and then the French Secret Service said, no, we have nothing to do with it. And it took, like, you know, I don't know, 5 or 10 years to get the full story. So I'm telling you, to research terrorism is incredibly difficult.
Now, one of the worrying things that you've said there is that the CIA and MI6 seem to be quite key people in this, along with NATO intelligence in Brussels. Is it right, then, that the British seem to be doing quite a lot of the training of these stay-behind terrorists in the Gladio case, but also they are themselves state terrorists when they're blowing up ordinary people?
I mean, that is a highly delicate question that you ask. But I mean, most people in UK, and, you know, I started in UK, and most people would say, no, it's impossible. How could my tax money be used to blow up anybody? I mean, the MI6, if ever it does anything like that, would be attacked by the press, and then Parliament would watch over them, and some judge would step in and stop the whole thing. And what I can tell you is that Parliament has no clue about state-sponsored terrorism. I mean, if you research the archives, you find nothing on it. That the media, they don't actually work on the subject that often, apart from a small radio station like yours, maybe. And in academia, we have very hard time to find out specific cases where CIA or MI6 sponsored terrorist attacks. But one example, in 1953 in Iran, we had the overthrow of the Mossadegh government. And it was very important to get the people there angry. So we have CIA operatives who carry out terrorist attacks, you know, throw some bombs into some mosques, and then stirred up hatred, stirred up fear. And that is the strategy of tension, which in the end helped to topple a government and control the oil in the region. So these things are not just fantasy, but they are very difficult to research. And it is important to stay with a specific case in a specific country and a specific year. So that's what I try to do with my book on the NATO secret arms. I did it on 400 pages, and everybody who's interested can dig into the material.